At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I am here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers John 3. Feel free to hit pause and read John 3 together as a family. Otherwise, we'll dive right in. Jesus and Nicodemus. Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus reveals the Lord's patience and kindness toward us as we earnestly seek him. Though Nicodemus had heard Christ's teachings, he had not yet placed faith in the true ruler and king of the Jews. But here in this chapter, he would learn what it means to be born again. Nicodemus was curious about Jesus and ventured to see him under the cover of night. He called him teacher and declared that only someone who knew God could perform such miracles. Jesus knew the internal struggles of Nicodemus and spoke to his curiosity. Truly, I tell you, unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus' words debunk some Jews' belief that God's salvation was their birthright as his people. Jesus likewise declared salvation for all who would place their trust in him, Jews and Gentiles or non-Jews alike. When Jesus answered Nicodemus' questions, he compared himself to the bronze snake lifted up in Numbers 21. Just as the Israelites had to look to the snake while trusting in God's salvation, so too are we called to look to Christ's work on the cross by faith. Nicodemus no doubt recognized this Old Testament reference. However, he had no way of knowing that Jesus would soon be lifted up on the cross as a sacrifice for his own sin. In John 3:16, the gospel is proclaimed in a single verse. For God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Jesus declared God's love for all of humanity, an invitation for anyone to trust in him by faith. God didn't send his Son to condemn the world, but to save it. John 3, verse 17. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for making the way for us to enter your kingdom through your Son, Jesus, and for the new life you offer. Help us share this good news with others. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it's time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions for this week are 1. How does Jesus' death on the cross show us God's love? 2. Why is the gospel good news to sinners? 3. Who can enter the kingdom of God? Our key passage for this unit is 1 John 3, verse 5. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. 1 John 3, verse 5 says, "You know that he was revealed so that he might take away sins, and there is no sin in him." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore John pointed to Jesus, John 3.